WJTL, Kevin Quinn. It's about time. His new song, Finding Favor. Before that, Be Like You. Hey, good morning. It's 7:21.
For today, cloudy chance of some afternoon and evening rain, high in the upper 50s. Tonight, clouds and rain, low of 49. And for tomorrow, clouds and showers early, windy, high of 58. It is currently 42 in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guests from Life Cycles, the director Lee Dereamer, and the girls team leader Rose Lavanis. Good morning once again to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you both here. And Lee, we talked earlier about Life Cycles, that you guys have been doing this for 8 years, and now there's girls involved. And tell us how you operate. Like, how does it go from here, the spring through the summer?
Well, we really have a building block approach. From mid-April until the end of August, we're riding one or two nights a week in any of four different locations. As I mentioned, Lititz twice a week, and Marietta and Landisville. On those evenings, think of it like a sports practice. We're developing skills. We're gaining strength. We get together. We pray over the teens. We have a quick message. They ride. They come back. We've got a meal. We pray over them again, and we send them home after doing the curriculum. The boys and the girls each have our own different curriculums, and that's an important part of the mentoring process. For the teens, boys or girls, who are ready for longer rides, we have Saturday rides on 13 of the weekends between late April and the end of October.
Wow.
And then for folks who are ready physically and socially to be away for a week, we've got week-long rides. And the neat thing I like about this is we've never had a cost. There's never any fee. There's never any tryouts. So there's no entry barriers. If a teen shows up, we think that's a divine appointment, and we love meeting them where they are.
That's very cool. If folks want more information about that, they can visit you online.
They can. www.lifecyclesteam.org. Or just to sneak this in for my granddaughter, Reagan, they can call Reagan at 717-586-2511.
Now, I know last year you had a trip that went across country. What are some of your trips this year for the summer?
It's really exciting. The folks who ran across the country last summer are coming together for a two-week ride from Niagara Falls to Lubeck, Maine, to see the easternmost point in the United States after a two-week ride. We've got another ride that will go from Pittsburgh to D.C., starting in McKeesport, doing the Great Allegheny Passage, CNO Canal Rail Trail, and finishing at Arlington Cemetery. Three rides, I'm sure Rose will want to talk about one of these, will be starting up in central Pennsylvania and riding to Niagara Falls. We love to say, when you get home and go to school and the English teacher says, tell us what you did this summer, you'll have something to write about.
Oh, and that's
and
the truth. Yeah.
These are exciting. So probably 60 or so teens are going to be out on the roads in the beginning of August.
Wow. Rose, tell us about your trip from Lock Haven to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, so we'll start at Lock Haven, make our way up north a bit, and then across over to Niagara Falls. Ending there, I think it's going to be pretty awesome just watching the girls see the falls after riding. One of our last days is going to be a 76-mile day. So,
Woo!
And it's going to be hard work, but it'll be really exciting just to get there and see their faces when they see the falls. I'm not sure how many of them have ever been to Niagara Falls before, so that's quite a...
And how's it work? Do you guys camp? Like, what do you do overnight? So you stay at hotels?
Yeah.
Or?
We used to camp. That was back in the old days. We used to camp, set up tents every night. The last couple years we've been doing, we'll stay in a motel or a hotel and just ride to our destination. It's all, ride right into the parking lot and go check into your room and leave the parking lot the next day on your bike. So.
And I'm assuming you have someone following you to fix bikes and make sure everything's running.
Yeah,
safely.
We have a SAG vehicle is what it's called.
Okay.
So they'll follow along in 10-mile, 15-mile increments. That's probably the slowest days for them, but they are the most excited for us to reach our destinations.
Yeah.
And the girls, it's their favorite person on the trip, I think. They get the snacks and the water and
food
from our SAG people. So they're pretty awesome.
So I imagine you guys need more volunteers. Do you need more to help with rides? And
we're always open to volunteers. Yeah. We have 120-some teens signed up this year. So God is continuing to bring teens for life change. And we love that. And we have over 70 background checked volunteer leaders, all Christians, who just want to be together with Jesus and teens and bicycles.
That's awesome.
And we need more. We welcome more, and we love to bring people onto the team.
Check it out, lifecyclesteam.org. Lifecyclesteam.org is the place. Lee and Rose, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, it was a delight to have you both. Thank you so much. Back to the music we go. This is Salvador with Shine on WJTL. Good morning.